Hello again. Today's resurrection passage taken from Luke's gospel is one of the more dramatic stories in the entire Bible. And it revolves around the exclamation that was made to a stranger. "But we had hope," the two companions said. In a more contemporary and experiential manner, the spiritual writer Debbie Thomas expressed the phrase, "We had hoped," in the following way, quote, "But we had hoped the tumor wasn't malignant. We had hoped our marriage would get easier. We had hoped our son would come home. We had hoped the depression would lift. We had hoped to keep our jobs. We had hoped to carry the baby to term. We had hoped the pandemic would spare our family. We had hoped for a peaceful death. We had hoped to experience God's presence when we pray. We had hoped our faith would survive. The words we speak on the road to Emmaus are words of pain, disappointment, bewilderment, and yearning. They are the words we say when we come to the end of our hopes, when our expectations have been dashed, our cherished dreams are dead, and there's nothing left to do but leave, defeated, and done. But we had hope," unquote. And then Thomas goes further on, explicating this statement by stating, quote, "The road to Emmaus stretches out ahead of us, offering defeat, disillusionment, and misrecognition," which is to say, sometimes resurrection takes longer than 3 days. Sometimes new life comes in fits and starts. Sometimes seeing and recognizing the risen Christ is hard. Here's what you're leaving out, Jesus seems to say. Here's what you're missing. When Jesus tells the story, he restores both its context and its glory. He grounds the story in memory, in tradition, in history, in scripture. He helps the travelers comprehend their place in a narrative that long precedes them, a narrative big enough to hold their disappointment without being defeated by it, unquote. So friends, what did Jesus do to relieve the anxieties of Cleopas and his companions as they walked along the road to Emmaus? What might Jesus have reviewed in the scriptures that set their minds at ease? In the liturgy of the Easter Vigil Mass at the church, in the rite of Christian initiation, we find the culmination of preparing men and women to be baptized. And in those readings, perhaps they are the readings that Jesus used to the two companions on the road to Emmaus. 5 Old Testament readings were used this past Saturday evening. I'd like to review them and imagine Jesus using them to these two companions. The first reading was taken from the very first words of Genesis, when God breathed upon the waters. Let us imagine Jesus beginning at this beginning, reminding them from the very beginning of the world, God was and is still present. Furthermore, Jesus might have suggested that just as Adam and Eve found themselves created in a splendid world of life, now God, in the light of the risen Christ, is creating a new world. The second reading from Exodus recounts the story of how God, by asking Moses to wave his staff and separate the waters of the Red Sea, save the fleeing Israelites from the oppression of the Egyptians. Might Jesus had implied the same of how the Jews would be saved from the oppression of the Romans? Then in the third reading, it alludes to the merciful love and fidelity of God as we hear, quote, "Though the mountains leave their place and the hills are shaken, my love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you," unquote. The fourth reading, taken from Isaiah 55, makes reference to the living waters of baptism, as it speaks to God's response of living water to all who are thirsty. We can readily imagine Jesus saying to the companions the words, quote, "Seek the Lord while he may be found, call to him while he is near," unquote. The fifth and final Old Testament reading at the vigil is from the book of Ezekiel and implies God's wish to unite not just the people of Israel, but all peoples from all nations. How inspired might the companions have been when they heard Jesus quote Ezekiel, quote, I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. You shall be my people and I will be your God, unquote. Folks, for a fuller appreciation of these readings as they were proclaimed and responded to on Saturday night by the congregation, I invite you to use the link next to this homily. The particular readings may be found if you move the cursor between minutes 21 to 55 of the tape. The Emmaus resurrection passage is indeed rich, and it is easy to imagine how Jesus, through his conversing with the companions on the road to Emmaus, converted their anxious minds to ones of awe and wonder. And so they made the decision to invite Jesus to stay with them and continue his stories. And thus they set the stage for them to see the risen Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Each time we gather to hear the word and break the bread, are we not replicating the great walk to Emmaus and having a sense that God indeed is responding to the statement, but we add hope? Yes, God is in that hope. Let us proclaim, Alleluia, Alleluia.